My name's Kendra Fitzrandolph, and I looked at doing a redevelopment plan for Floyd Bennett. And so when I started this project, I wanted to look at opportunities to add to the unique portfolio of New York, New York's public spaces. And I wanted to consider the diverse community in the surrounding area. So I found that these parks, and New York looks at this with its official plan, that it really uses these public spaces to foster interactions and growth. And while they see that as public parks as being one of the most cherished pieces of infrastructure for the city, there's still issues with New Yorkers still living beyond a 10-minute walk to their to a public space, and also even if they are within a 10-minute area, it's either not walkable, or you have to take a car, you have to take a bike, a bus, that often increases the time, and this is no exception with Floyd Bennett, being that it goes anywhere between 20 to 40 minutes to get there. So I looked at these issues and a number of issues, all under the umbrella of flooding and climate change. So again, with transportation, on our site specifically, of informal roadways, ill-located parking facilities, limited public access, user conflicts between government and public, and then again, as I said before, limited access and culture. There is a real lack of identity as an urban national park. As well as infrastructure, there's underutilized buildings, and the site itself is not fully serviced by electricity, sanitation, and stormwater. So with all of these issues, again, under the umbrella of flooding and climate change, I looked at what municipal functions are still standing there, the history, creating a contiguous road system, multi-use park, ensuring that the rare species are still being considered, as well as what interesting history we have that we aren't taking a look at and creating an identity for it, and the history of waste on the park, and repurposing toxic land, and then again, throughout creating a center for resiliency opportunities. And so from there, I was able to form the main ideas through preservation, wayfinding, and restoration to create a unique world park. And so I came to an idea of a water network park where we can redevelop a portion of Floyd Bennett Field to create a space that will decrease vulnerability towards water, create a unique park that is accessible via a water network, and present a potential location for a center for resiliency. So with that in mind, I looked again at the flood levels specifically to my site as well to Floyd Bennett as a whole, at commonly flooded areas, and how these issues can create a program that responds to climate change in a unique nature. So it looked at the, as we all did, looked at the predicted flood levels from 2020 to 2050, and then here's specific to my site, looking at how this reacts to the landscape, the flood levels on the site. And again, breaking it down and really trying to understand where these floods are going to occur and how they're going to affect the landscape, as well as my site in particular. Now, with that in mind, I also wanted to look at where's Floyd Bennett being used the most? And this, again, speaks to issues of servicing and how we can create the Center for Resiliency without some serious infrastructure interventions on the site, being that not the whole site's serviced. So I found that the area is very much focused on the west and the south side, between the Rhine Visitor Center, the Hangar Road District, the Aviator Sports Center, community gardens, and the government building. So this is an area that I really wanted to focus on. So once I had those two issues met, I also wanted to look at, specific to soil, how is the soil causing common flooded areas. So where are these floods occurring on the site? And this I wanted to relate again back to where the site's being used the most, and to see if where we have all these buildings and where these major uses on the site is also areas where it's commonly flooded. So with all this, I put it all together, looking at, again, a soil map, the predicted flood levels at 2050, at 2020, as well as the serviced areas. And I came to the conclusion that that to focus on the south end and create a water network that goes through the areas along the south end. S- So specifically the water network will run along, will be cut through from the edge of the site and run along in a circular fashion throughout the site, creating a fun and unique opportunity for people to utilize the site and create many new ways for recreation, but also allow people to be able to travel in and around these areas without disrupting some of the important municipal government buildings in the area, and also creating opportunities for additional recreation, opening up an interesting baseball, well, it's there already, but having a water network running around it, so you've got this kind of multi-use area. And then also these become opportunities for the water to flow through the site, decreasing flooding issues. So I used sections really to explain how this works, and looking at I'm going to talk about this one first. Going from the edge of the edge of the water up, and then once you reach the first berm, you're at the 2020 predicted flood levels, and then the water network will actually also act as a flood barrier, and then going again strategically back up to the 2050 flood levels, and then you end up coming back up to our 40, which is where which is the current terrain of the area. So it's not a huge engineered intervention other than the flood the water network. And then also again as we move closer into the site, more opportunities for side increased depth of sidewalks, and then using swales and berms to again create these dual-purpose flood utilization places, as well as a new public space for people to interact with water. So here's a quick perspective explaining how a potential site, the white building is the potential site of the Resiliency Center, kitty-cornered next to an existing underutilized building, and being able to potentially reuse that, as well as having new opportunities for recreation and the water center running along alongside. And my final slide is just another explanation showing how by interacting water and activities and creating opportunities for people to really enjoy and be with the water, but you're also creating a dual purpose, being able to protect Floyd Bennett and this area that's highly utilized from flooding. And that's my presentation.
I think setting up your argument was very good in the beginning about trying to have a 10-minute walk for communities to a park. It's very important. Gateway is a national recreation area. It was the first national park established in the city. It was all part of this Parks to the City movement, so that's great. And I think having a real draw of saying this is going to be a water park is establishing a draw and a reason potentially for people to go to a certain area. I would like to see it maybe expanded more to be bigger. Like you have the seed of a really good idea. I would just build on a little bit more. You're making these narrow canals could be just build upon that idea and make it a little more exciting throughout the site. I think you have a really great start, really good foundation.
Thank you.
I do think this is a good presentation. I think what's interesting about living in New York is while we're surrounded by water, we have rivers all around us. We're above it or below it or next to it, but we don't really have a lot of opportunity to experience it. And I really like Minka said, I think that'd be a great thing to bring people out. I can see people doing that. I agree it needs to be expanded. And they've done this in a couple of European cities. And they'll create little offshoot areas for swimming, and there's all sorts of different ways that you can take this and make it larger and more interactive. But I think it's a fantastic idea.
I agree. It's very intriguing. It was less clear to me what its capacity is for flood control, and so maybe you need to develop that a little bit more. And what's the scale that actually provides that service?
Thanks, Kendra.
Thank you.